I think we should be very careful about artificial intelligence. If I were to guess at what our biggest existential threat is.
Second is a revolutionary moment.
Oh, yeah, this is a bad move.
We're good. Breaches the rocket cylinder, Roman Mill. I can give you no authoritative information either to their nature, their origin, or their purposes here on Earth.
Hey listeners, today we're going to try something a bit different. We've decided to record a podcast drama. We've been working on this drama for quite some time. Now it's a two-parter, written by my wife's cousin and current Marvel editor, Jake Thomas. Thanks, Jake. So the year is 2025, and the world's a very different place. We have automated homes, self-driving cars, artificial intelligence to help us do everything, even drone delivery systems, and finally, we don't use cash anymore. And all of this supposedly makes life so much easier. I mean, with all this technology, what could possibly go wrong?
Wake up, John. It's time to get up, John. If you don't hurry, you'll miss your flight.
I don't want to get up, Mom. Wait, what time is it?
It's nearly 10 a.m.
10 a.m.? How the heck is it 10 a.m.? I thought I told you to wake me up at 8 a.m.
I'm sorry, John, but you were so anxious about your meeting, I ran your biometrics and determined it would be best for you to get more sleep.
Great. So the computer thinks I need more sleep. Well, how are my biometrics now?
You have an elevated heart rate, indicating frustration, perhaps annoyance.
You think?
You're upset. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm just nervous about the meeting.
I was simply obeying protocol. The Susie housekeeping personality is programmed for a more care-driven, holistic approach to home maintenance and operation, with a focus on wellness and
Man,
body awareness.
What genius talked me into this upgrade? Oh yeah, Tom.
Would you like to switch to another housekeeping personality?
Yeah, that's the first good idea you've had all day. Let's go ahead and call up Ambrose, please.
Very well. Before I go, Tom Stacy has pinged you. Would you like to reach out?
Yeah, sure. He probably just wants to check on travel arrangements and talk about...
Opening up video call now.
Video call? Wait, I'm not dressed. Oh, come
John,
on.
John, stop. I just wanted to... hey, nice underwear. I'd have pegged you for a boxer's man.
Yeah, yeah. Ambrose!
Yes, sir?
Switch to audio only, please.
Of course, sir.
You're no fun anymore.
What is it that you want, Tom?
I was checking in to make sure you were all set for our trip to the home office today. Obviously, things are well under control.
Hey, you know that housekeeping personality upgrade you suggested?
Yes.
You know, Susie, the one you said that was really awesome, and I would really like it? Well, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it. She is just brilliant.
Aw, you're just engaging her wrong.
Tom, she let me oversleep by 2 hours because I needed the rest.
Well, you probably did. You look terrible.
You know why I look terrible? Because a stupid robot made me sleep late.
You nervous?
Tom, you know I hate to travel. Come on, it's 2025. And with that new VR software we just bought, it's so realistic you could practically shake hands with the people on the other end.
Client wants to meet in person.
The client wants to throw off an entire 2 days of productivity so he can, I don't know, smell what kind of shampoo I use or whatever.
You know, Susie has a great guided meditation program. If you'd done that before you went to bed, you probably would have slept better.
You know what? You're right. Maybe if I just meditated with Susie, because Susie's so awesome. How about this? How about I delete Susie and never hear from her again?
Shall I draw you a bath, sir?
I'm already late. I don't have time.
You're not going to take a bath.
I'll shower at the hotel before the meeting.
I don't know, man. Take a shower.
Audio call off.
Take a shower, you sir.
Will you be having breakfast, sir?
Yeah, how about some steak and eggs?
Sir, you've asked me to remind you that you're trying to be healthy.
I know, Ambrose. Just cook the steak and eggs, please.
Perhaps sir would be more interested in oatmeal.
Listen up, Dobby the electronic house elf. Are there steak and eggs in the oatmeal?
It's nice to know that your increased blood pressure has not slowed your wit. I'll prepare your oatmeal.
That's it. Ambrose off. Let's bring in Sal.
What can I do for you, boss?
Steak and eggs.
Coming right up.
Now we're talking. Oh, and Sal, can you look into the possibility of getting me an upgrade to more legroom and an aisle on the plane? If I'm going to be a mess, at least I can not be a cramped mess.
Ooh, we're bad news there, boss.
Plane's full?
No access to funds.
No.
Looks like there's a freeze on your accounts.
No.
Apparently there's suspicious activity.
No.
Possible identity theft.
Not again. Come on.
Yeah, sorry there, bud.
All right. Well, at least I could take some cash out of the home safe. Let's take, say, 300 and just deduct that from the budget.
Will do. Steak and eggs are ready.
All right. I'll just take them in the car. Oh. Could the day get worse? No money, no shower. Jeez. All right. Them steak and eggs smell good. Now, let's just open the garage door here and, Sal, let's start up the car. And, let's head to the airport.
Sorry, boss. No can do.
What?
Construction on highway has disabled automatic drive.
Can I reroute?
Not, comfortably, time-wise.
Ugh, come on, man.
I don't know what to say, boss.
Okay, fine. I'll just drive to the airport myself. What else can go wrong? Jeez. Hey, Sal, can you call Tom for me?
Sure thing.
What's up, John? Where you at?
Ooh, I'm on the highway, you know, driving myself like an animal, or it's 2015, watching my steak and eggs get cold.
Hey, man, you're driving yourself. You really shouldn't be talking on the phone.
Yeah, I know. Hey, let me ask you a question. Do you really think that the client's going to be interested in this project? I mean, I know it's cool and all.
Yeah, John, I do. It's a good product, John. They're going to like it.
Man, I sure hope so. I wish I had the confidence that you have. You know, I've been working on this for years.
You're running out of gas, boss.
Oh, come on.
There's a gas station just off this exit.
Oh.
Gas?
Yeah.
You didn't charge up your car?
Yeah, the port's broken, and I haven't had a chance to fix it, so I've been...
Filled up on gas, man. That's
yes,
going to cost you.
Thank you, Captain Obvious. I get it. You know what? I'll just talk to you at the airport, okay? Take care. Goodbye. Dreamweaver, I believe you can get me through the night. Hey, why isn't there anything coming out here? I checked cash. Hey, jeez. Hey, buddy, why don't you come on over here, man? Help me out.
Well, if you just put your payment processor up to the scanner there.
Yeah, well, I need to pay in cash today.
Cash?
Yeah, cash. My system's down and I got hacked.
I see.
Yeah, well, this has not been my week, you know? Things have kind of been going south for me. And this hacking thing, it's not the first time it's happened to me, so... But anyways...
Got a cousin keeps getting them hacks.
Yeah?
Figured they'd come from online gambling.
No.
He's got a bit of a thing for the games of chance.
Yeah, chance.
You a gambling man, mister?
No, I'm not a gambling man. Who is that? Why won't he... God.
Hey, you ladies done gabbing? Some of us got places to be.
Just a moment, sir. This gentleman's paying with cash.
Yeah, cash.
Cash? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize we were dealing with a time traveler from the distant past. By all means, take all the time you need to adjust to our strange ways, old-timer.
How much you gonna need?
Just, put in a... come on, man! Oh, jeez. Just $150, if you could put in $150.
Okay. Give me the cash. I'll need to verify it in the booth.
Here you go, man. Oh, God, make him
stop.
Lots
of scammers trying to pull something over with the cash these days.
I get it. I've seen all the scammers, you know? They're everywhere.
Not that you're a scammer, mind you.
Right, I'm not.
Just gotta check. That's all.
Oh, sir, perchance, while you're taking your sweet time,
yes?
You might want to take advantage of our new indoor plumbing.
You don't say.
Marvel at our electric lighting fixtures and temperature controlling devices.
Dang, what a jerk.
Just leave the nozzle in, and as soon as the bills check out, I'll turn on the juice.
Thank you so much. Shut up!
Say, old Bean, I must query. Where did you get such a fine horseless carriage?
Listen, can't you just use a different pump, please?
There's a line now, thanks to you, General Beauregard. You want me to tell this lady behind me she's got to back up and move because some Dust Bowl sharecropper can't make his payment processor work?
Listen, man. I'm serious now, okay? You need to back off. I'm having a really bad day, and I'm starting to get upset. Oh, come on. Jesus.
Oh, I'm sorry, caveman. Are my modern ways confounding your antediluvian sensibilities?
Wow, them are big words for a little mind like yours. Gee, oh, hey, what's going... Uh-oh. Oh, my God. He's way bigger than I thought.
You got something to say to me, Napoleon?
My God, you're big. Sorry?
Well, what do you say, Baryshnikov? You want a man dance?
Okay, man, listen. We don't need to be all tough guy here. I mean, come on, what are you gonna do? Hit me?
Oh!
Mommy?
Hello, welcome to Thompson Airlines. Where are you? Oh, Lord, what happened to your face?
Well, a lunatic punched me.
Is that for real?
Look, is there just any way I could check in? I'm late for my flight as it is.
Are you checking any baggage?
Nope, just a carry-on.
May I ask, is there a reason you didn't check in with the express service today?
You see that? That's what's left of my e-assistant. When that lunatic punched me in my face, I fell on it.
Oh, dear.
Yep, I got no ID except for a good old-fashioned driver's license. You think you could make that work for me?
Oh. Okay, let me call my manager over. Hey, Stuart?
Yeah?
This guy needs to check in with a driver's license.
Really? okay. Let me find the scanner, hold on.
This just keeps getting better and better.
Okay, here we go. Let me just, Whoa, dude! Do you know about your face?
Yep, I'm aware.
Okay, let me just, scan your license.
Alright.
Okay, so since you don't have your EID, I'm gonna have to red flag you for a security check.
What?
But since your flight's taking off soon, I'll expedite you through the security line.
Oh, thanks.
Follow me, sir.
Sure, why not? Nothing bad could happen, right?
Alright, and here you are, Mr. Best. Levon will take care of you. Levon. Mr. Best has had a very hard day.
I'll say. Look at his face.
Thanks.
His EID is broken. So I brought him through the line as his flight is leaving shortly. Can you get him processed?
Can do.
Thanks, Levon. Have a good day, Mr. Best.
Yeah, I think that ship sailed.
So, who gave you the black eyes?
I didn't get his name. Jeez, come on, man.
Some stranger just decked you. You must be quite the charmer.
Yes, I'm quite the charmer.
Well, we're just gonna need a full retinal scan and biometric check for the ID process.
Of course you
will. Put you through the advanced screeners, and then you should be good to go.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just gonna hold up the retinal scan here. Stare into the light for me.
Like this?
Yep. Scanning now.
Oh, that hurts, man.
Yeah, this gets to some people. Plus, I imagine you might be a little sensitive due to, Oh, wait, hold on. This looks like the scan didn't take. Let's try this one more time.
Ow, come on, man. Just make it stop.
Still not getting any results.
Come on, man.
Still not getting any results.
Maybe it's my black eyes.
Sorry, man. You gotta get a scan.
No.
Mommy. Still nothing. Hey, Rhonda?
No. Hey, turn it. Oh, God. I am going to kill you.
Sorry, man. You
no,
gotta
I know,
get
I know.
A
just
scan.
Just turn it off until...
still nothing. Hey, Rhonda, would you come over here for a second?
What is it, Levon?
You ever hear of black eyes throwing off an eye scan?
All sorts of crap throws this thing off.
No, wait, no. God, for the love
of... Yeah,
I'm
guessing your jacked up eyeballs are probably messing with the scan. I'm gonna need you to come with me.
Wait, where are we going? Oh, wait, I'm gonna kill Levon. That's what I'm gonna do.
Hey, just trying to save you some headaches, Mr. Best.
Yeah, well, don't do me any favors, okay?
Since we can't get a solid scan on you, we're gonna need to do a thorough security check.
So when you say thorough, you really mean...
Thorough.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Mr. Best.
Yeah.
I
thanks
tried
so much. Oh, God!
Still nothing.
Well, that's it, folks. Stay tuned for part 2. As you can see, all this technology isn't always so helpful. Let's hope we can do better than this in the future. Thanks so much for listening.
Yeah, thanks so much. Oh!